During a Tuesday press conference, Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Muhammad said the local state of emergency will sound a louder alarm to the public that this is a crisis. Muhammad said the city will be forming a community response team and start conducting door-to-door lead education campaigns. The city will also work with state and federal officials to distribute free bottled water, provide free or low-cost lead testing and healthcare, and coordinate any other actions needed to solve the crisis. High levels of lead were first detected in Benton Harbor's drinking water in 2018, but it was only 2 weeks ago that the state advised all residents to only use bottled water for household purposes. Last week, Governor Whitmer announced Michigan plans to replace all lead service lines in Benton Harbor in the next 18 months. The state is sending 35,000 gallons of bottled water to the city every week until the water is safe. Replacing all the lines is expected to cost $30 million, and $18.6 million of that has been allocated. On Tuesday, Whitmer called on the Michigan legislature to fund the remaining $11.4 million needed with American Rescue Plan dollars. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.